We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Dan Gilbert is gloating. That's never fun for anybody. Is there part of people that are rooting against Colin Sexton because it makes Dan Gilbert gloat?
I hope not.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway,
Dan Gilbert's victory laps on Twitter over Colin Sexton annoy me.
Well, he's the one who drafted him, so right?
I don't know where his victory lap was over trading Kyrie. I missed that.
Yeah. What happened there?
I mean, listen, okay, you want to get in the Colin thing? Yes.
Sure.
Is he playing better? Yes, of course. Absolutely. The thing I said all year about Colin Sexton, he can't shoot, he can't see the floor, he can't guard, but he's young and he has time to figure it out.
So and the first of those three is improved. I don't know about the other
absolutely
two.
Absolutely, it's improved. So what do we found out all these months later? Hey, he can shoot. He put in the time. He stopped taking mid-range shots. He's doing a terrific
three-point
job.
Shots, excellent.
It's terrific. Good on him. He got better. That's what we said all along. He has time to improve. He still can't guard. He still doesn't see the floor. So to me, he's still the same. He's still a sixth man. Like long-term on a team that can championship contender.
He can score.
He could score. He's
a
scoring
point guard.
Yeah. He's, you know, Lou Williams, Jordan Clarkson. Is he a guy who's going to come down and run an offense? I still have a hard time seeing that. But again, he's young. He's 20. Can he learn that? Sure. Because I'll tell you, guys in that locker room didn't think he could come as far as he has. I can tell you that firsthand how much he was getting crushed by his teammates most
of the season. Not so much anymore.
So can he learn some of this other stuff? Yes. And once he starts doing that, great. So has my opinion of him changed? No, not really. He's just finally put the work – not finally. The fruits of the work that he put in is now showing. And he's shooting the ball so much better. He's making better decisions. But he still doesn't have the feel of the game of a point guard. Not everyone does. That's okay. But when you're his size, it's hard to play as a two guard, which means your future is probably as a six man.
Sure.
And that's okay. He can still contribute to a championship team.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
He does appear to be a hard worker.
Yes.
And that's a major.
And he plays the game really hard.
Yeah.
Like, he does play hard.
I saw him for the first time. I low seat, so we watched him like the whole game. And I was impressed. I was like, this guy's really athletic. I got tired watching him because he's got a motor that doesn't stop. And it was the game against the Pistons. I told Bull. I mean, he hits two threes, daggers, late in the game, under a minute. To win the game.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's a little bit of a cold-blooded killer.
You got to have something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to have something to be able to do
that. I came away
from
the game thinking, all right, maybe there's something there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, he's got to get better on the defensive end. A lot of guys in the NBA don't guard, but he really takes it to an extreme sometimes. Got to get better on that, and maybe that's what he does this summer. Maybe he works on the defensive end this summer. I don't. But for the progression that he's made from October to now, huge difference. Huge. And all the credit to him for that.
And to your point of that he's not a starting point guard, if the Cavs end up and we all are bummed out, they don't get the first pick in the draft, they get the second pick in the draft, I think we would all agree, right? They got to take Ja Morant and make him – and he becomes the point guard.
I mean, in the positionless NBA of today
– they can play together,
You can do stuff like that. And part of the reason I think that has helped Collins' growth is putting guys like Matthew Dellavedova around him and Brandon Knight and putting other true point guards on the floor with him. And obviously, Kevin Love coming back was huge for him. The short answer is yes. If they can get Ja Morant and put him with Colin, now you got something going here. And you keep Kevin Love. I don't think they're trading Kevin.
Yeah.
You're putting something together now.
Dustin asked me yesterday, did I think the Cavs could make the playoffs next year if they got Zion Williamson? And I said, if Kevin Love were healthy and they had Zion – I think it's possible they could win 40 games, which would be likely enough to make the playoffs. Do you agree?
I think they will be in contention for the bottom.
Yeah.
I can tell you when this started, when they came to the realization of where they were as a franchise, that they were looking at this as a multiple-year rebuild. I think next year being a playoff team is probably a little bit faster than what the initial timeline was. Doesn't mean
bottom of the
happen.
East is so bad.
Bottom of the East is bad. Yeah. But the top four is really good. The top half of the East is really good. Let's see what another summer free agency does. Could they be in contention next year? If everything goes right, yes.
Yes. Would you have any faith that Kevin Love would stay healthy for a whole year? Yeah, that's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem. He's never healthy for a whole year.
Yeah.
Very rarely. But, you know, Larry Nance, I think, he's really improved and come on and done some things that he couldn't do before. And he's learning how to shoot threes. And they've got some nice pieces. Yes. It's coming together, but it's not going to be, frankly, once you enter that realm of playoffs, now you're on the clock. Now you have to start. And I don't know that they're ready. I think there's still one more year from that, if that makes any sense.
They'd almost be better off in a way if they got Zion and still not made the playoffs for 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, played better and started learning how to win.
That's what they did with LeBron. LeBron was playoffs his first 2 years when he was out.
That's right.
So it's not a slam dunk that they're going to the playoffs with Zion, no.
We have to get Zion. we have to.
Well, if Cleveland can do anything right, it's win a draft lottery.
It's win a draft lottery.
Yeah.
If we don't, is it the end of the world?
No. No.
Ja Morant?
Yeah. I'd take him.
Yeah, but what if they don't have the top two
picks? Is Gilbert going to take another point guard?
I think
he drafted Sexton?
Yeah, I think they would.
We'd have to, right?
I think they would. I do think – I've gone back and forth on that a little bit. I think Ken asked me that a couple weeks ago on the show, and I said I wasn't sure. I think that they would. This is going to be a pretty good draft. This could be a pretty good
draft. Even if they get lower than two, you don't think it's
– Yeah. Yeah. R.J. Barrett?
Yeah, but he's not Zion Williamson.
He's not Zion. No, but he's going to be okay. He'll be a good NBA player.
You think Durant and Kyrie are going to be on the Knicks next year?
I mean, if you're asking me today, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Can you imagine, like, the Knicks have been like the Browns, really.
The Knicks could win the draft lottery.
Like, the Knicks could potentially have Durant, Kyrie, and Zion Williamson next
year. Yes, yes. And they'll still find a way to screw it up.
Because their owner's the worst. Yes. But
yeah, they could. I have a hard time believing that they make the moves they made at the trade deadline without having some sort of pretty strong belief that they know what's coming. In terms of trading Porzingis and cap space.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Else. I think they did that knowing what was coming.
That's amazing, but you know, whatever. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Well, I don't care about the other parts of it, but hopefully the Zion part doesn't happen because these other guys are good players, but Zion would change. Like, all of a sudden, you'd be very excited about basketball in Cleveland again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It would totally change.
I mean, think about if they could get Zion, you would have excitement for all three teams. I mean, the Browns, obviously, is through the charts. The Indians, for as much as people want to gripe and complain, and I understand why, they're still a team that should be playing October baseball this year.
The Indians are, for whatever reason, given the expectation, they are treated unfairly by the fan base compared to the other teams.
We talked about that a little bit, and I think you're right.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Just because they have competent leadership for years, which the other teams haven't, maybe that's it. I don't know what it is, but...
This is going to sound stupid, but I love saying stupid things. The Indians are like the Spurs without the championships. they're stable.
Yeah.
Steady. They're boring. They're steady. Yes. They just don't have the four championships to go with it. But you know what I mean? Like, they're not, they don't have Odell Beckham. I mean, they have Frankie Lindor, but they don't have like a lot of flash and glamour around them as an organization.
I mean, Lindor rears a top 10 players.
He is, but he doesn't bring, for whatever reason, the city has never embraced him the way that they should have. And I can't figure that out. Like, he should be, when LeBron left, he should have been the star of the city. Before Baker took over, before Baker was the starting quarterback, should have been Frankie's town.
Why wasn't he on the billboard?
But I think part of it is fans are worried he's going to leave.
Sure.
Which he likely is.
But we've got 3 years. Enjoy him while you can, guys.
Maybe.
That's right.
Maybe 3 years. Maybe.
That's the motto.
It's not going to be 3 years.
I want t-shirts made. Enjoy him while you can.
Probably going to be 2.
I mean, I said the other day, I think they have to look at trading him next year.
It depends.
Next offseason.
It depends what kind of season they have this year. If they have a disappointing season, they'll trade him at the end of this year probably.
I mean, so, you know, I brought this up with Ken and Anthony, but the Orioles ran into this with Manny Machado. They waited too long. When do we trade him? And they were not as good as the Indians, but they were still a team in contention. You remember the epic playoff game that they had when Zach Britton couldn't get in the game? So the Orioles never knew, when should we trade Manny? How do we win? Should we just trade him and blow the whole thing up?
The difference is, though, the Orioles are poorly run.
Absolutely.
And the Indians are not.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a superstar player who they knew they were not going to be able to keep long term. So what do you do with them?
I think if this offseason they get a great offer that they can't refuse, they'll do it.
I was talking to a player in the clubhouse who said, can you imagine if you put Frankie Lindor on the market next year? You could just reach into any team's farm system and take whatever you want.
Yeah, but teams are more hesitant, no matter who good the player is.
Agree, but you're talking about
But if you do it next year, you're going to get a lot more because it's 2 years of control as opposed to one.
And the player that he is.
Yeah, and if you trade him to a big market team, they'll feel like they can re-sign him. So, yeah, it's unfortunate.
I was surprised by the Kluber-Bauer trade talks that kind of snuck up out of nowhere in December, and we were all kind of looking at each other going, oh, my God, what is going on?
But the way the Indians just get spit on by people here is so bizarre to me. I've not been able to totally figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's so
weird. It's the best run team in town. Say what you want about ownership and not spending money.
Yeah.
But the way that the franchise is run, it's the best run team in town. It's not even close.
Yeah. Well, the Browns are trying to make it close now.
Okay, fine. They got a lot of laps to make up.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lot of laps to make.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.